Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining me right now, staying with the South Africa news, we're talking about this rising concern around teenage pregnancy in South Africa. And there's no question in my mind that there are socioeconomic factors, but there's also us not protecting our youngsters, our children. So joining me right now is Dr. Faiza Patel, who's a clinical scientist renowned for her work in pediatric HIV treatment optimization, TB and COVID vaccine. Thank you so much for joining me today, and happy 2025.
Happy 2025 to you too. Thank you for having me on this very important discussion today.
Yeah, thank you. So I've just spoken to Advocate Paul Hoffman. We've spoken about the age of consent. We've got 18, what you can consent to at 18, what you can consent to at 16, and what you can consent to at 12. Yes. We're talking about a 12-year-old making the decision to go on the pill but not having to get parental consent. That's correct. The medical consent. I mean, how did we get to this point? Why are we not protecting our children?
It's quite complicated, and these sorts of things have been brought up on numerous occasions.
Yes.
The laws are quite difficult to maneuver. A child that is 12 years of age is not yet ready to have sex, is not yet ready to have a baby. And the laws should be slightly different, because those are the cases in which the risks for the mom and the baby, if the mom is falling pregnant at that age, are quite high for various reasons. A baby born to a very young mom is high risk of being a low birth weight or being born premature, and the risk factors to the mom are even more complicated, because her body is not yet ready for a 9-month gestation of carrying a baby and then delivering a baby. And the complications, medically speaking, both mentally and physically for the mom are quite severe. And result in some long-term complications, especially mentally.
In addition to that, she might be getting pregnant now, but she could also be getting HIV. Have we stopped our HIV education?
No. So HIV education is being done within the schools, as is education on sexually transmitted diseases and sex education. And it's done from a relatively young age. I think from the time kids are in grade 4, they are having some of this discussions with their teachers. But potentially speaking, we are not giving enough information and enough support for children who are being sexually active. And there's a large number of children who are sexually active. Their discussions with their parents and older siblings potentially, who could give advice on what to do to not be sexually active, and if they are sexually active, to prevent STDs and to prevent pregnancies, are very important. And the healthcare system has to be one that's supportive to a young person. If a young person does not feel comfortable having this discussion with the healthcare worker, those obstructions result in further complications, because they don't seek the healthcare that they require.
Is there something wrong with our messaging?
Potentially there is. The fear and stigmatization that's involved in having these discussions, both with your parent, healthcare workers, your teachers, and other support systems. There has to be some other youth-friendly support systems out there that are able to allow teenagers to be able to have these discussions, whether they're having sexual intercourse with peers similar to their age, or whether they're having that sort of interaction with older individuals, which is even more complicated. They have to be able to talk about these things with someone who understands it, and yes, someone who is able to give the appropriate information and referrals potentially.
So interesting. I was having a conversation with a colleague of mine, and he was saying that when he is at home in the rural areas, you've got the elders, you don't ever find children there in pubs and in shebeens. But when you come to the cities, you'll find, kids, 11, 12, 13-year-old girls specifically, in shebeens. And they have there are these older men who are often in their 30s, and they call them blessers. And sometimes that is where the girls are getting, they're getting pregnant. I mean, how do we get to this point where kids are even allowed to be in a shebeen where there's alcohol? I mean, we've got these laws, but they just aren't being enforced.
Yeah, and it's not just a point of legal issues or access to the facilities by the owners of those facilities. It boils down to family structures as well, and the comfort and support and advice being given at home, as well as, you know, tracing and knowing where your children are on a regular basis.
Yeah,
those are important factors for all of us to be able to make sure that our children are not being able to have access to these sorts of spaces at such a young age.
If you had the power to change the scenario and the forecast for these young girls, what would you implement in South Africa?
I think one of the most important things to emphasize is the education, but other aspects in terms of medical treatment and care is the access to contraception, and regular access to consistent supplies of contraception is very important, because that's the best way that we're going to prevent these young girls from falling pregnant. The other aspects are more complicated and social aspects that are multifactorial and need a lot of interaction between society, the police, the families, the school, social development, or all of those aspects. But the one thing that we can do is access to STD treatment, access to HIV testing, access to condoms and contraception.
So interesting. I mean, because when I look at like the different cultures around South Africa, for most of the cultures, there's a tradition of no sex before marriage. So maybe that's also messaging that we need to reevaluate.
It could be, but it's quite difficult because this, you know, the kids are watching TV, YouTube, TikToks, those sorts of things, and the culture that we're expressing out there is that this is acceptable. Mm. And if that's what we're doing, then it feels easier to be able to do it.
Yeah, listeners messaging saying, "Hi Kathy, legally can the concept of dolus eventualis apply to underage sex by girls? A criminal offense." I don't know what that question means. Do you know what that means?
I'm not a legal expert, so difficult for me to answer
okay.
that question.
Well, there we go. All right. Thank you so much. Dr. Patel, thank you so much, and thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you. Thank you very much for bringing this topic up.